Thank you. Meeting's called to order at 7:10. Before we have the approval of the minutes, I wanted to make an announcement that there's been a lot of concern about the length of the meetings. So we will be holding our reports and stuff down to a minimum amount of time. And if there's anybody that needs to leave before we're adjourned, they may leave.
I'd like to make a motion on that. On an agenda item, I'd like to table Starlight Concert for next month. I'll postpone it rather for next month. And marketing development for next month. Table that on the agenda item.
And really, we can table sculpture too, because okay. We're having a meeting later this week.
Table sculpture, there's three right here. Do I hear a motion?
Okay, we're not making a motion right now. I don't think that would be appropriate. We don't have to have those reports. I mean, if you don't have a report, you just don't have a report.
But if it's on
the
agenda item, then amend the agenda.
Okay.
Uh-huh. To
table these.
Okay, that is
and on next month.
Okay, so that's what, can we make that into a motion?
That one, yeah. Okay. I make a motion that we table marketing, on the agenda items, marketing development, the sculpture series, and Starlight Concert series.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any further discussion?
Thank you.
Could I have the minutes from last month?
No.
Has everyone read the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Want to
make it through them?
Is it correction?
Yeah. My name is right on the top of the third page, but it's wrong in the big paragraph. I'm not Romano. I'm Romero. So.
Oh,
I know.
That's true.
Barbara, are you talking about something?
On this last page.
This last page?
That's the one.
This one.
Yeah.
This one.
In the big first big paragraph, not the back half of down the page.
Oh,
Romero.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I became Italian.
You're so lucky in point of fact.
I know.
I wish I could do it so easily.
Okay.
It didn't work out. I didn't marry that one. Sorry.
Are there any further corrections?
I move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who's taking notes?
I don't
know. Oh, Bonnie.
That's right. There's no visitor citizens who make a comment. So, could we have our presentation? Debbie, want to give us just a brief report? We did receive Stephanie's written report, and it is excellent. The packet was back there at the table.
Is Stephanie going to give a report this evening?
No, she is not.
She's not going to report.
No.
So this is from 2013?
This is for the year 2013.
Okay, and this is the first report we've ever received.
Written report?
Yes.
This is the first written report that we've
received.
Yes. From Stephanie. Okay.
Yes, good.
And we had asked for a budget, how the money had been spent.
Question.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we didn't get that. So.
Excuse me. Okay, Deborah will field your question.
Okay.
Deborah.
Hi. Actually, the only expenses have been with the checks that you guys have written. So it would be for to cover salary for Stephanie. So there's, I guess I could put one together, but it would be simpler. It would almost be from your checking account.
So So basically...
We don't have a checking account.
So it's basically the money is there for a salary for Stephanie.
Exactly.
Salary, supplies as well.
Yeah, except for we have to get them in kind donations or use our own. We don't really, we ended up with about one-third of the budget we asked for, so we've kind of scrapped.
I don't understand, whose project is this? I mean, I don't, I know maybe you come before, but I don't know who the two of you are in relationship to this project.
Okay.
Because Stephanie's mainly been the person who's here before.
Okay, we'll be happy to answer that question. So originally, it was Shelley Gable Parker.
Yeah, come on over, there's room at the table.
You're back here and we're...
Come on up, whatever you want.
Come on, come on, here, okay.
Can we get...
I'm Shelley Gable Parker, and I am, really, the three of us are the ones who sort of originated this project, particularly Deborah and I. I direct an art therapy program at SIUE, and we have been sort of putting together the project and still are applying in several different places. We're using the currently the university to use a fiscal agent for a lot of applications as well. So that's why you all aren't familiar with that part of the budget that we're doing, mm-hmm. because it's been, and right now we haven't received anything. It's all out. It's all mm-hmm. out. So. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like. I mean, involvement has been mm-hmm. sort of research and development and supporting and curriculum and development and advisement with staff.
And my role has been as a UCD resident, I bring youth service program experience as well as nonprofit consulting experience. I started my own nonprofit some years ago and ran it, which worked with arts camps for Native American children. And I am a human resources leadership development consultant. So that's my background. But we're strictly pro bono on the project.
Right.
And
the reason, I think some people here are confused because most of the reports talk about initiating a collaboration or planning a discussion it's very hard to find out if anything's really happening. And is something going to happen? And are you happy with what's happened in the first year?
The first 6 months is detailed in this report.
Right, yeah.
And it was very much the laying of the land because we didn't have right. funding until June 1st. So I don't know about you guys, but to start up something brand new with no staff and just in trying to pull it together, we did a lot of pre-work in terms of recruiting and talking to a lot of young people to be involved. We had 7 young people initially in the beginning of the summer. We had hoped it would be bigger. We also had hoped for some donation of some lovely storefront space in the Loop so that we would have that visibility, which didn't happen. So we had to do a lot of juggling and a lot of, okay, so that didn't work. What else can we do? And we are a research project. We are looking at what do the young people want in the Loop. So our goal is by the end of this summer to have reached 100 young people's voices. And we're in.
You are a research project.
It's just an initiative to find out what the young people want, and then we don't know in December when we make the findings available to the public. You know, would COCA want to pick us up? Would this fall under artworks? Would it fall under? We just don't know yet. We're in the process of the main thing that makes us different is that we feel that so often programs get put in place for young people and they didn't have anything to do with the planning of it, the organizing, the design. They weren't even consulted. So this is really about gathering their input of what does community mean to them, where do they fit into the community, and then amplifying their voice through arts project, whether it's community arts project and engaging the community, whether it's presenting this information to various stakeholders like the business district or law enforcement or city council. We've already brought some young people to city council, and we now have the youth commission right. in place, which
that changes
maybe
everything.
Will drive this down the road. We don't know.
That was never explained to us.
You're
this is the
that.
First person who's making it clear what's happening.
I'm sorry.
I mean, to me, I'm new this year.
It's in the total proposal that they presented.
But I wasn't here then. But I know you've
but
come a few
available.
Times,
yeah.
and I thought that you were trying to really make things happen now for
well,
young people.
Working with the youth is part of the the idea. And so we're initiating things, seeing what works, trying to gauge voice, mm-hmm. gather voice. That's, and you know, we're learning. And originally, again, I want to actually correct something that Tara said. When we had a budget of $180,000 that we proposed for our initial project, we got 30. And so we really are, I mean, I think we're pretty pleased that we're doing what we're doing, even on our very, you know. Initially, we hoped we would have a lot more programming as a part of what we're doing, but it has, we've done a lot of learning and had to adjust a lot.
How many students have you actually worked with, let's say, since the beginning of the year?
Let's talk about the beginning of the project, actually.
Since the last six weeks, how many students have you worked with? Or, I'm sorry, how many young people have you worked with? I see that in the beginning you worked with 7 and then there was an additional 10. So now that we're talking 17, have you worked with additional students?
Can I answer that?
Additional youth since then.
We are in the process of, since uh-huh. we have decided, we've revamped our model of being a storefront and doing
right,
the summer
right,
institute.
Right, yeah.
So now we're in the process of getting into the schools. We have an after school commitment at Brittany Woods Middle School.
When does that start?
It's starting, but we haven't had any young people attend yet. They've had a very, because the school year has been funky with a bazillion snow, I don't know if you have kids in school, snow days and bad weather days, and it's just been a nightmare, but it's, we've been talking to the teachers, to their leadership committee, their new community schools initiative person, and I just sent another email out yesterday to the teachers to see if we can find some young people to be interested in the after school program.
Okay, and I'm going to be my next question. This is going to be an after school program.
Right.
So are you providing transportation for those?
It's going people? To be, it'll be at the school at Brittany Woods, so we wouldn't need to provide transportation, and we only get a
well, what about people getting home?
They have an activities bus that goes
okay.
home for after school programs
I just
at
didn't
4.
Know. Okay.
Yeah, and that makes it simple to be
mm-hmm.
there because it's
right.
extra funds
right.
are needed.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that we've been invited to do is to present to the Crossroads school
mm-hmm.
and talk with their students because they have during the school day an optional, I don't know if it's a civics or a community service or a service learning kind of
right.
class
part of their,
you can take.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that we would then have access to working with some of their young people, and that's in process as well.
And how do you tie in with the youth commission? We never heard of them tying in with the youth commission.
Well, the youth commission was just formed.
Yeah, I'm at the council meetings all the time.
Right.
So never heard of you all being connected with our youth commission.
Well, they're separate. But what
so
happened
you're not
was
tied in with our youth commission.
Hold on. Can I answer?
Okay.
What happened was Jen Jensen and Abby Carter and who's the third lady?
Shirley Soule
came to us and said, we were talking to them about what we were doing, and they said, oh, would you be able to get some young people together to help us with this youth commission? We could use some help. So we got some young, Stephanie managed that. I'll let you handle that because you took them through the whole kind of presenting. They actually stood up and spoke to the city council, and then from that, they voted on it. You guys voted on it, three months ago?
Yeah.
It was just
I'm
more.
Sure.
Like you don't have anything else.
Right. I'm there every time.
Were you there when was it Corey Smotherson and Jamie Cox and those guys stood up to share about why a youth commission would be important for the young people?
Was that during the summer?
No,
last fall. Mm-hmm. I don't remember back in the fall because the youth commission was just being formed.
We just had our first meeting this month.
You had a community meeting?
We had our first commission meeting last
commission
Monday.
Meeting or okay? I thought
last
I sent
Monday.
An email. Do you have a community meeting? Did you plan a community meeting at any kind?
The circle has planned a community meeting,
okay.
Not the commission. The commission
okay.
had its first commission meeting last Monday.
So we don't never know about those community meetings since you're under our umbrella.
we would not know about that, or we should be coming to some of those meetings, right?
We will be happy to invite you all. We invited Adelia in the past as president of the organization. So, but if you guys all want to be on the mailing list, I just would need your emails.
I think that if we want to know what's going on, we should all be on the email list.
That would be fine.
Because we would like to keep up with what you're doing. Because it's a community thing that you're doing. And the Youth Commission is very, very important to me. And being a regular at the council meetings, I just haven't seen this. So that kind of bothers me a little bit. But a lot kind of bothers me because the contract, I really just seen the contract. And, well, I had to have it sent to me. And in this contract, I just do not understand how these youth are getting, like you say, the supplies that they're getting and the in-kind donations and everything. I guess since this has been put together, and I hate to be some, I shouldn't use the word hate, but a stickler about something, but if you're under the commission, the umbrella of this commission, we really, I think we should know more of what you do on a regular basis. And if there is a community meeting, we should know, all know about it, and we are contact our liaison so that we should get we get an email and we all go to it. And we all should have an input.
That's perfectly fine. We haven't had one yet, by the way. We scheduled two and they both were canceled due to the weather.
Well,
but yes,
once
we'll be
the
happy
weather
to
gets you know, better, and you're going out, we would, you know, I would love to have you.
That's fabulous. I'd love to have you guys.
No, I'm not trying to be, you know, a butthole or anything like that, but it's me.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, you know, it's just, you know, I'm very interested in, if we have something under our name, I would like to make sure that if we're going to be responsible for whatever your actions that you do, will come to us. And if you're contacting just one person and not all of us, we don't know what you're doing. So this is why we're questioning you tonight on different things.
And also because after two long presentations, one at that workshop and then you came one at a time, I still had no idea. It's a lot of vague jargony talk. It's a lot of igniting this and empowering this and stakeholders and. But the thing is, it's not like we are a research group from a university. I was hired to do some research and talk to, you know, would have been so easy to understand. So also, if you go to schools, it might be easier to say to kids, hey, what project can we help you do? Instead of, we're here to ignite your voices and all of that kind of stuff. Because just it seems like it's not that hard to get a project going. It's not that hard. If you come with supplies and you get an activity, say, let's build a teepee, you know, let's do this. It's easier than a lot of talking about it. That's my thought. But, you know, I'm an academic too, and I see now that this is coming out of academia. But still, you want concrete, fun things for kids, right?
Well, again, we've got real specific outcomes that our specific outcomes are really about voice and ideally amplified voice and ideally some policy shift or change that, you know, some impact of that voice. So we're not just trying to do programming. If we were just trying to do programming, you're right, it would be easy. And I'm a person, I'm an art therapist. I can plant myself in a park and have kids drawing in the second if I need to.
That's
but
right.
That's not what we're trying to do. We are really trying to be specific because some of that could be potentially distracting from what we're really trying to do with the young people. So we really are trying to stay targeted on specific outcomes that have to do with voice, which have to do with organizational development of understanding, really integrating youth voice at a meaningful level, not just doing art activities for them and having them go. I mean, like, it's one thing to talk about kids participating in social change, and it's another thing to have institutions decide young people should be sitting at the table with them making decisions. That's the kind of shift we're interested in. Does that make sense? So,
it does. It's just a funny fit for our committee, I think. It's a little bit a funny fit because we're activity-oriented.
Yeah.
So how did we end it up?
Very
but not only that, I think really as a person who has prepared many grants, you know, I'm thinking, how is the grant going to be evaluated? And so when you say amplified voice, I don't know what that means. You know, what are the specific outcomes, and then how are they measured? I think that would be a really helpful thing for us to know.
So would you like us to send you a copy of a grant that we wrote that has those spelled out for your information for you guys to share in the meeting?
I think that would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
sure.
I mean, when I hear you say something like, we're going to contact 100, okay, 100, you know, measurable. I don't know what contact means exactly. But yes, if you could send that and we could share that, so we have, you know, specific outcomes, these parameters, we know how they're going to be evaluated. And, I have a nonprofit. I know sometimes it requires shifting. No, this didn't work. But if we have these things before us, then, you know, we just can have a better understanding of the project, I think.
And so can I ask you guys a question?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because we started this conversation a long time ago with Barb Romero, and then we had the conversation under, I know you're changing leadership again sometime soon, and we've been working with Adelia the past year. I was curious if we could get clarity, because it seems like there's been confusion from the very beginning about what the relationship is. If you are our fiscal agent, then I would love it, because we could start writing for more grants to get more funding underneath you. We can't always use SIUE, because a lot of people like United Way will fund on the other side, but other people that we're looking for, youth mini grants through certain organizations, they want us to be St. Louis based. So if we are underneath your fiscal agency, would we have access to your 501c3 letter to be able to apply for additional grants?
Yeah, and that's a decision.
Well, that's a decision we can't provide
because we're trying to make that decision now.
About to even have that.
But if we're not underneath your fiscal agency, then we'll just finish up our grant with RAC, which ends the end of May.
But we are on, you see, that's the thing. This is what RAC has explained to us. They could not give their grant to you, so they give it to us to give to you.
Right.
So we are your fiscal agent. We didn't really, I think some of us... who even were here when it happened, don't know how it happened, don't remember ever saying yes to that. But somehow, somebody must have.
And we went back and listened to the audio of the meeting, and we also went through the presentation, the minutes of our presentation. So we've gone through, we know there was a discussion around it, and you guys voted on it.
Yeah.
But just so you know, we wouldn't go do that. So
no, and I wasn't,
yeah,
but
no,
I
no.
think we are at the moment your fiscal agent, but it's still
and
not.
And that ends. Really soon,
right, right,
the end of May.
Right.
And
okay.
If we're not going to write for any additional funding underneath Arts and Letters, then we'll continue to look and see who would like to support us in that
mm-hmm.
way. And I guess I would like to know, though, because there's a lot of funding opportunities that we keep letting the deadlines pass by because we don't know if we're underneath you or not. So I would like that. I would love to know if we are or we are not. It'd be great
mm-hmm.
because it would help us to go forward one way or the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just, because the RAC funding originally came underneath you guys, we can let that fall and lapse off by the end of May. But just so you know, we've got like crowdsourcing and a bunch of things we want to do. And we know we have a bank account, but underneath you, but we don't know if we can use it. So we don't, we're like, we feel like we're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want you to understand, we hear you. I mean, I understand that you all, some of you feel like this isn't a good fit, and I think it's difficult if this didn't come out of your committee to begin with, to out of your commission.
Yeah.
I understand that it's confusing. So, you know, we certainly
mm-hmm.
apologize for any difficulty with communication on our end. We'd like to continue that, no matter
volunteers
what.
Volunteers, too.
Yeah,
no, no.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for, you know, with volunteers.
That's
not true.
Like
that's true.
That's
not
true. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But at this moment, we haven't decided whether or not we're going to keep the 501.
Okay.
So we can't answer that question because
we
don't
fine.
Even know
we
the
just,
answer.
Do you know when you'll know the answer?
We will try and make that decision tonight. We do have a form.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be very helpful
tonight.
Just to let us
know
some
vote
direction.
Tonight.
You will be notified.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw this, but I think there's a lot.
We have to really, yeah, the SBA would be really.
Oh, wow.
Invite us back. Rob Lee. Okay, I think that would answer a lot of questions.
Okay, sure.
And I think you should talk to the idea from, you wanted to talk about the very beginning of this initiative. We discussed the progression of this work in the city from 2007, I believe, when there was a large outcry about youth misbehavior in the village. And it came to the commission, and we discussed it at one point. Because of that loud outcry for laws to ban the kids from the loop and all kind of stuff, there were some community artists got involved and said, we can create a program that will help our youth be integrated into the community. And that was one of the CAP fellows, community artists, and all of us have come out of that training to work within the community as partners, as collaboratives. Following, so they met with Mayor Shelley Welsh to talk about the problems in the loop. From that discussion, I understand, developed a discussion, some dialogue about developing a regional youth initiative. So there has been progressions from that initial meeting with community artist training to the development of the youth research group that, and then another youth, because I saw the students out in the loop doing the surveys, collecting data and analyzing the data that they had received. Then after that, I believe there was some talk, there's still meetings going on at City Hall with the mayor and the youth council, and then this group came out of that, is that correct? And with Andrea Morganti and as well as and other CAP fellows and community leaders. And then they suggested that they come to us. I was not in any of these conversations, but was made aware that these were the things that were going on because I was too busy with other things and could not participate, but did voice concern at the commission meeting when there was talk about legislation about what to do with the kids in the loop and the businesses and stuff like that. So Circle rises out of concern about the relationships within the community and how they can be melded together more harmoniously. So, and in developing youth leadership as one of those goals. So, you need to be aware of that as we move forward. Are there any further questions?
I just want to add one more thing, that if you, after reading that report, if you have additional questions, please do not hesitate to email us. Is our contact information on that? Or I'd be happy to email you a copy of the grant.
I think I gave my cards out last time, but I have cards.
Yeah, it's on here.
So it's on the bottom of the report.
Oh, yeah, it's at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
And thank you so much for inviting us. We've been wanting to come and kind of clear up our confusion, too. So
yeah, it's good.
Nice
so
to
good. Yes.
be a part of your
clear now.
Meeting. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
Yeah.
If you can stay warm at this
point.
you know.